Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have some special treats in store where you're going to get to hear two, not just one, but two of my favorite groups, Manhattan Transfer and the Beach Boys. And to tell us about that, we are very lucky in the state of Rhode Island and southern New England to have the new and beautifully restored Historic Park Theater. Yousef Ghandi is here. Welcome back, Yousef.
Thank you. It's always great to be with you. Thank you.
It's going to be a great finale of this season to have two very, very famous groups, Manhattan Transfer and Beach Boys. And let's start with a little bit about the Park Theater and what's been happening and so forth, just to kind of catch us up to date here. And the last time you were here, we talked about some major events, and I know towards the end of the show you're going to announce some more major events. But
yes.
What's been happening lately?
Oh, lately we've been just had Robert Craig on the 21st of March, and that was a really great show. And with them, we always, with some shows like that, we try to introduce an act that's not known, and we're going to and we had this group called MSG Acoustic Trio from Virginia, and they play what they call Piedmont Blues. It's very
Piedmont blues.
You know, it was really nice. It was an acoustic group trio, which was really a nice opening act to have for Robert Cray. And of course, Robert Cray was great as usual, and it was an almost sold out show, so it was fantastic for us. And then we had this dance troupe it's a step dance Irish.
In the mood for St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yes, we had that on March 29th, and that was a great show as well. So you know, we're continuing our diverse sort of programming there.
Now, the Park Theater is in Cranston, right on Park Avenue. It's a historic place. I know when I was growing up in Warwick, Park Theater was a place to go to watch movies. And then a few years ago, and as a matter of fact, just about 5 years ago, the theater was restored. Can you just kind of bring us up to date for those people that haven't had a chance to get there yet? What do they expect to see when they get to the theater?
See, one thing, instead of just telling me what they expect to see, I'd rather tell you what people tell us. You know,
great.
It's better
because
it's
a much better
feedback
way of going
from the audience.
All right.
And we find that almost most of the audience enjoys coming to the theater. We've started getting regulars. In fact, there's a few of them who come for every show now, almost, you know, and they come even if they don't know what the show is, because they know it's going to be good. And that's what we wanted to do, that, you know, if they have time and they want to drop in, and these people, especially people in Cranston and Providence, who find it very easy to get to there, they just say, you know, any show, they just buy the tickets. And it's because, firstly, it's a compact theater. We have a lot of leg room. We are allowed to bring drinks in. We have cup holders in our seats. The acoustics are very good in the hall. And, every seat is a good seat, basically, in the house. So you can see whatever you want to see from up close. It's unlike other venues where you see a major act like Beach Boys, and it's more than 3,000 seats, and the lowest seat is right at the back and can barely, you know, have to look at the screen to see, you know, to see them perform. Whereas for us, you're close enough to see their facial expressions and everything, you know. Even if you're in the cheapest seats, you're right at the back. So people love us. In fact, there are people who come and just now they they have almost seats on the first day it's released. It's not, they don't even look at the first seat. They have certain seats. So we want those seats. That's where we sit every time. So it's almost like that now, you know.
Right. Everybody has a personal preference, whether they want to be 10 rows back or 12 rows back or front row or, or back row. Mm-hmm. I know that I've been to the theater many times. It is a beautiful, very, very comfortable situation. And free parking across the street. That's very important. That you have that advantage over the downtown theaters, as they say. And so that's very cool. So the Park Theater, also called the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, so not to confuse people, it's the same place. And in years past, we called it that, but we're going back to the park now, right? So that people know it, it's a little bit easier to say, and and that's great. And an act coming in on Saturday, April 5th, 8 o'clock, is going to be Manhattan Transfer, certainly my favorite group of all time. 10-time Grammy Award winner, I believe.
Yes. And I think 10 or 11, I don't even know. They've had, and they've had almost 17 or 18 nominations. They've been
pretty amazing people, and they've been recording for a long, long time. And it's just a great show. They have some great music. We're going to start off by listening to one of their Grammy Award-winning songs, a little bit different than the traditional that they started with. This is from an album called Birdland, and this is the title song from that album, Birdland.
On feet. indeed he did.
Yes, indeed he did.
Yes, indeed
yes, he did. Did.
Yes, he really did.
Yes, indeed he really did.
Yes, indeed he
told
he
the
did.
Truth way down in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he did. Yardbird Parker played in Birdland.
Yes, indeed he really did.
Manhattan Transfer and Birdland. And if you would like to get tickets to the show, which is again going to be on Saturday night, April 5th, 8 o'clock, it's called The Living Room Sessions, and I'll have Yousef explain that in a few moments. But if you'd like to get tickets, you can do it in a couple ways. You can call the box office at 401-467-7275. 401-467-7275. Or go to parktheaterri.com, and they have a great website. You can see all the other acts and things that are going on and announcements, and you can even pick your own tickets right on the website. And so that's a nice thing. It's at 848 Park Avenue in Cranston. And Yousef, Manhattan Transfer, 40 years of being together, mm-hmm. and I think, as we spoke off air, three of them still the original. Mm-hmm. Janice has been in there along with Alan and Tim, and they've had, I think, one or two different other females mm-hmm. now and then. So, but that's an amazing record, 40 years of being together. That's pretty interesting. And the Living Room Sessions, what does that mean exactly?
Okay, what they're doing, this is a different show from what they've done before. Okay, in the sense, like, this is their tour that they're doing, the Living Room Sessions, where they're going on a tour. And it is, in the sense, it's going to be, you're going to listen to their vocal harmonies at its best, because mm-hmm. this is an acoustic show. They're not going to have a drummer. They're going to have a pianist and a bass player okay. only. Normally, they have a trio. They have a drummer. Right. Last time they had that, but this time they just have a pianist and bass. And the pianist used to play a lot of synthesized instruments, you know. Yaron, who's been with them for almost 30 years, or more than 30 years, their musical director and the pianist for them, he's going to be just playing piano and bass. And everything is going to be acoustic, so which is going to be very fun, fun, you know. So absolutely. It's really them singing. And the thing is, they're going to be explaining their whole history. They have an audiovisual presentation which goes through the history of performance. This is about celebrating 40 years of performing together, you mm-hmm. know, in mm-hmm. major concert venues and everything. So it's going to be, they're going to go through their history of their performances with the audiovisual, tales. They're going to talk about it. They're also going to show the audience how they constructed some of the songs, some of the vocalist techniques during the show, so which is going to be very interesting.
And educational, too.
And they are always a fun group to listen to. They have an amazing, So we're going to, like you heard Birdland here, for example, and Birdland is a totally electronic backing, but they're going to do it acoustically.
Right.
You know, so you're really going to hear them in, you know.
Hear the voice.
The voices be the instruments at the background.
And no one does it better than they do as far as tight harmonies and beautifully blended sounds. We have another example of that in probably one of their most famous songs, and the one that they do frequently a cappella, and that's Java Jive. We'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Yusuf Gandhi and the Park Theater. Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Theater, and we've been listening to music by Manhattan Transfer. They'll be coming to the Park Saturday night. That's this coming Saturday, April 5th at 8 o'clock. And during the commercial break, Yusuf made a special offer to our listeners. So I want to tell you about that right now. If you would like to get tickets, there aren't many left, but there is always good seats if any of them are available. And if you want to get a special discount, you can do that by calling the Park Theater box office at 401-467-7275. And there are three price ranges of tickets. There's 35, 45, and 55. If you would like to buy either the $45 or $55 tickets, they will waive the fee of the convenience fee, and they'll give you a 20% discount on those tickets. So that's a great deal. You can actually get the $45 tickets cheaper than the $35 tickets. So it's a great deal, and all you have to do is mention WCRI. So mention our call letters, call the box office, order your tickets, mention WCRI, and you'll get a great deal. Thank you, Yusuf. That's that should work out great.
You're welcome. And, you know, you just say it's the code is WCRI.
So, okay.
Okay.
The code is peanuttiest. No, WCRI. All right. So that's going to be Saturday night. Great music. We've already listened to Birdland and Java Jive. We've got another Manhattan Transfer tune coming up in a moment. But the living room sessions, we talked a little bit about that and the personalities. Now, interesting that you personally have relationships with a lot of these people. I know that you talk to the groups as they come in. You get to know them, and some of them you've known for years. And you know Janice, right, from Manhattan Transfer?
Yeah, I know the whole Manhattan Transfer because I worked with them. In fact, I was the executive producer on their last album, which was Music of Chick Corea. So I was in the studio with them throughout the recording.
So now an executive producer of an album, that's the guy that makes all the money and does no work, right?
Well, no, that's what people think. But the executive producer actually is the one who... The producer is more in the studio deciding on the music, how it's done, deciding on what takes, and sometimes helps with the musicians. But the executive producer who suggests, you know, what the direction of the record is going to be, mm-hmm. who are the musicians they feel they should use sometimes in the recording, is in the studio to make sure everything is going well, decides the studio, decides the budgeting of the record and all that. So it's a...
And you deal with the distribution companies too?
Yes, everything. Yeah.
So all of that in order to get that product out to the market,
yes.
that falls mm-hmm. under your background. That's it's an amazing thing that goes on behind the scenes.
Yes.
And now, behind the scenes, have you ever been in front of the scenes? Do you ever make an appearance on stage, or have you not done
no,
that?
No, I don't like to.
Okay.
You know? Because I prefer to be behind the scenes.
You're a behind-the-scenes guy. Well, yeah. That's what every successful group needs. Mm-hmm. Now, Manhattan Transfer and Janice and Alan and Tim, they've been making some unusual arrangements for some of their songs. And like we mentioned, 10 or 11 Grammy Award winners and lots of nominations, right?
Yeah, over 17 or 18 nominations.
A lot of nominations. And what do you attribute their success to? Is it just their musical genius? Is it just a God's gift or a lot of hard work or all of the above?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above. Plus, they have an open mind to music, which is good because sometimes they started off as jazz musicians and going into more the doo-wop thing and then jazz, I think. But it's not that they stuck to that. They, you know, they all, because they were a little more, you know, open-minded about the different types of music. So they try to, you know, take from, and they're always evolving. You know, you meet them, you see them thinking about new things, and mm-hmm. they like to listen to the younger people and see what they're doing. And all that helps. And that's what I've noticed about most people who have a longer career is that they are growing with their audiences, and they're growing, they're sort of looking at the younger audiences to see how they can appreciate them too. And, you know, and it stays on because a lot of the people who have just one sort of thing, oh, we're just going to do this. And, you know, if they don't like it, it's their problem.
Right.
They don't then have a longer career because they're not changing with the times, you know, and that's one of the things. They keep to their roots, but they sometimes they find whatever good things they find about the newer trends, they do try to incorporate
sure.
that.
And they're able to take older songs, mm-hmm. older melodies. I mean, Tuxedo Junction, for example, or Java Jive. I mean, those are old, old songs that they put their style to and their flair, and they make them popular with today's audiences. And we've got another example of that now. Here's a song that's been around for a long time, and it's a great tune for them, Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take that highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
It winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Hey, you get your kicks on Route 66.
looks mighty.
Hey, Janice, now you'll see Amarillo.
Gallup, New Mexico.
Flagstaff, Arizona.
Don't forget Winona.
Kingman.
Barstow, San Bernardino.
Would you get into this time limit when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Would you get into this time and tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. 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 Whoa, whoa!
That was Manhattan Transfer's Route 66, and now we're going to go on to another exciting concert coming in just next week. I mean, it's right around the corner, April 13th, and it's going to be the Beach Boys, one of the most popular American groups of all time, probably. They're just an icon in the world of music, and they're another one that's just been around forever. Now, how did you end up getting the Beach Boys?
Well, you know, I just, I was speaking to their agent, and he was just telling me who was touring. And then I said, you know, I know I'm just shooting. I may not be I don't think maybe it's possible, but I just want to know, is it possible to have the Beach Boys, you know? Because I see they play the bigger performing arts centers. We just have 1,000 seats, but do you think they'll do it? And then he said, let me see if I can help you that, you know. So he was looking at they're touring, and he said, listen, they're going to be in the area around this time, and would you like to do them? Then we can maybe work out something that'll work for your theater, you know.
Well, that's got to be marvelous. I mean, yeah, to be able to see the Beach Boys in your theater, that's, like you mentioned, 1,000 seats. It's you're not that far away from the stage no matter where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because everywhere else they're doing the casinos or they're doing the bigger venues. So at least 2,000 and more venues.
Yeah, they do a lot of convention center type or civic center type of performances too.
So he said, okay, we can do it. And so we worked out a deal, which was saying it basically doesn't really make us any money in the theater. We basically will break even if we sell out, and I think we will. But I mean, we decided to do it because it's good for the theater. That's what we wanted the people to see. You know, they said something, a group like this, you know, for a small theater, is good for them, you know.
Right.
And we just said, let's do it. Let's have fun. You know, let the people enjoy themselves, you know. And a lot of people were thrilled. A lot of times when we have artists like this, people call us and say, is it the Beach Boys, or is it a tribute group?
Yeah.
You know, and
it's the real deal.
You know, and then you have to explain to them, no, it's the real group, you know.
That's amazing. It's always fun when you can see the real deal. I know that happened to me one time in Dallas. I was on business, and I was staying at a hotel in Dallas, Los Anatole, and I was looking for what was going to be appearing. It's a little entertainment. And they said, well, the Mills Brothers is going to be in the lounge. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you mean a Mills Brothers type group? And they said, no, the Mills Brothers. Mm-hmm. And this was years ago, obviously. And I was able to just walk in and catch them. And that's the real deal. It's really pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So the Beach Boys coming to Cranston and being at the Park Theater. That's Sunday, April 13th, and that's going to be at 7:30 p.m., a little bit earlier on Sunday, so you don't have to stay up too late. But that'll be amazing. Let's speaking of you saying that it's fun, let's go to Fun, Fun, Fun. To Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Park Theater's Yusuf Gandhi, and he is the director of programming, I guess, for lack of a better title.
Yes.
And he's the man that brings the acts in, and we have been very, very fortunate in this area to having him bring in some tremendous acts over the short period of time that you're here. Now, this has been, what, just about 2 years or so that you've been with the theater? And before that, we had about 3 years of the theater being in existence. So this is next year coming up on the big five-year anniversary already. And that's pretty amazing. And you've brought in some pretty amazing things. This year we had Michael Bolton.
Yes.
And Dr. John and... And before that, there were a lot of other great things. And this is the second time around for Manhattan Transfer.
Yes.
And now the Beach Boys. And that's what we've been talking about. We listened to Fun, Fun, Fun in that last segment. And the Beach Boys are like the Manhattan Transfer in that they have been around for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, Manhattan Transfer, 40 years. Beach Boys, they're in their 50th year, actually past their 50th year anniversary, right?
Yes, they did in October, I think.
So that's another pretty amazing statistic. And there's a little bit of a local connection now. For some of you that are my age, you might remember a group called the Cowsills. And the Cowsills actually have one of their members in singing with the Beach Boys now.
Yes, it's with the Beach Boys.
So that's pretty cool. So get out to the theater, Park Theater in Cranston. And we'll give you the details about how to order tickets and so forth. But that's going to be a Sunday evening, rather unusual, Sunday evening, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. And certainly an act you don't want to miss. If you haven't seen them or you haven't seen them in a while, this is one of those must-do things. You got to see the Beach Boys. You know, when Frank Sinatra was around, you had to see Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. When different performers come by, you just got to make sure that you get a chance to see him. And the Beach Boys are certainly that. Let's go to another piece of their music. And this is probably one that, that just about everybody can sing along with, California Girl. Beach Boys singing California Girls, certainly reminiscent of a time from when everybody was talking about, is my girl better than your girl? But anyway, Beach Boys, great group, and coming to the Park Theater. And if you'd like to get tickets, you're going to have to do that real quick because they're just about sold out. So call the box office, 467-7275. That's area code 401, of course, 467-7275. And or go online at parktheaterri.com. But get those quick. They're just about gone, and it will be a sellout, I'm sure. Fantastic group, and thank you to the Park Theater for bringing us groups like this. And like you say, it's great for the community. It's not necessarily something you're not getting rich on this one, right?
Yeah. No, it's fun. As I said, it's a fun act to have.
That's great. And Park Theater continues to bring in big-time, big-name acts. And you surprised me about a year or so ago, I guess it was, when you told me that Engelbert Humperdinck was coming. And I just couldn't believe that he was going to be at the Park Theater. And now you're announcing next year's season, and guess what?
Yes, he's coming back. In fact, I was surprised because I know that a lot of people have been trying to get him back there, including the casinos, and it was good that his agent called me and said he's going to be touring. In fact, they wanted me to have him again in April or something, but I thought that was too soon, and then they said okay, you can have him in October when he's, and for us that is better because I don't know, some of people may know, some of his fans who are in his fan club may know, but I mean, he's releasing a new record, and in May they're releasing his new album. So it'll be the first area appearance after the release of the record. And in fact, when I say area, I mean, I think Massachusetts, Eastern Connecticut, and Rhode Island, that area. And
sure.
He's going to be doing, after his album, which is I think it's called Engelbert Calling, or I'm not sure, but it's a duets album like the one Tony Bennett did, and he has all the A-listers with him on this album. So there's going to be a lot of publicity for the album, which will be good for us. And he's got, I believe, Elton John and Smokey Robinson. He's doing duets with Elton John, wow. Smokey Robinson, Gene Simmons of Kiss, and then Willie Nelson. And I don't know, there's a whole bunch of people he's doing duets with, all A-listers on a double album, not even a single album. So it's a major record for him. And
We seem to be able to find those people with staying power, as you talked about. Mm-hmm. The real talent is there. If somebody can maintain their popularity mm-hmm. after all these years, there's another guy that's been around mm-hmm. for a long, long time. And it seems to be the theme of this show, where mm-hmm. you've had Manhattan Transfer and Beach Boys and now Engelbert Humperdinck. And those kind of stars, mm-hmm. you mentioned Tony Bennett a minute ago. I had the good fortune to see him last month. Mm-hmm. And the charisma and the ability and the talent level, it just sustains through all the years.
Sure, and for us it's great because October is actually the 5th anniversary of our the Park Theater. So it'll be good in October to have Engelbert coming back. It'll be a really nice celebration for us. And then in November we're having Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon.
Herman's Hermits leaning on the lamppost at the
Peter
corner
Noon
of the street.
And I believe, a lot of this was one of the things which I was always wondering. The agents used to call me before, and a lot of our audiences, who come to the Beach Boys, they've been asking us, well, how come you don't get to Herman's Hermits? They tour all the time and they come to the casinos. Why can't they come here? And I said, that's one of the reasons I don't, because they come all the time to the casinos. So we made sure that for over a year, they've not been going to do any casinos till they come for us and everything.
So that'll be next fall also?
November, yes.
November, okay. Herman's Hermits. And see how many songs you can name. There's Leaning on the Lamppost. There's Henry the Eighth, I Am.
There's No Milk Today. There's Kind of Hush. And
there's a Kind of Hush.
Yeah.
All right.
Something Good or whatever. There's a lot of songs. He had a lot of hits. People don't realize, just like the Beach Boys, you don't realize, and they say, oh, this was their hit, this was their hit.
Right. So that's another iconic landmark group that fits in that category of having a lot of staying power.
Yeah.
And some of the groups today, and I'm not trying to pull generations or anything, but all of a sudden you hear about a name of a star or a group and who's popular on the radio, and then 6 months later you never hear of them again. Mm-hmm. And it's their one-hit wonders. I suppose we had them in our day too, but it seems like there's a lot more of them today because of the proliferation mm-hmm. of all the different media that can handle that kind of entertainment. So that'll be great. Herman's Hermits coming in November, and Engelbert Humperdinck coming October 12th, I think you said.
Yes.
And so you can start to fill up your calendar with events that are happening at the Park
Theater.
Yeah, and
check the website so that you know when the tickets will be on sale. They'll be on sale soon, so they should check the website.
All right.
And also that there's a lot more artists we are negotiating with, so hopefully we'll be announcing a season very soon.
That's great. So go to the website, which is parktheaterri.com, and you can get all of that information and be up to date. And it's a blessing to have a theater like the Park Theater available to bring in acts like this for us to be able to see locally. Mm-hmm. Again, it's right, very convenient. It's at 848 Park Avenue in Cranston, right across from the Cranston mm-hmm. City Hall, if you want Rhode Island directions, right near where the Sunnybrook Farms used to be. that's long before your time. Mm-hmm. But there's free parking there available, so that's another good thing, another good reason, and very comfortable theater. Yusuf, I want to thank you for coming in tonight and talking about these great shows and reminiscing with us about some of this great music. It's always a pleasure to see you.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
All right. Remember, if you'd like to get discounted tickets to the Manhattan Transfer show, all you got to do is mention the code WCRI, and you'll get a 20% discount off the $45 and $55 tickets. And you can do that by calling the theater at 401-467-7275. Enjoy, everyone, and we're going to go out listening to one more Beach Boys tune, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby.
Our chemistry, by and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.